The manifestation of disrespect in a child is laziness. That's right, laziness. It's not that the child won't do things, he just won't do them for you. That's why two teachers can have a very different opinion of the same child. The child disrespects one teacher and not the other. Disrespect has to be corrected, but how we correct it can determine if the child is going to learn the quality of respect or not. When you ask a child to do something, use the instruction, warning, and correction process. If the child doesn't comply with your instructions, offer one and only one warning. The warning is not a prelude to punishment, but rather an opportunity to determine if the child heard and understood you. With the warning, make sure the child understands what the consequences will be if he or she doesn't comply the next time, and plan to follow through with the consequence, if applicable, of course. Too many warnings can send the wrong message, but more importantly, can frustrate you as the teacher. The frustration can cause you to react in anger. Always be sure to be strong, firm, and direct when teaching respect. At the same time, be sure you yourself are being respectful while correcting the behavior. Even bullies should be treated with respect. Teaching respect? Yeah, we have to correct it when we don't see it.